Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, everybody. We are glad to be here. This is LeaderCast. I got the A-team with me.
Woo!
Yes, I've got Angela Robb, who is the CEO of LeaderCast, and I've got Angie Ahrens, who is Vice President of Operation and makes everything happen. How are you ladies today?
Awesome, Pat. Good. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Great to be here. Thanks.
We are so glad. This is our first show. We will be doing this show at this spot for at least the rest of the year, and we're very excited. We're going to be bringing a lot of great guests every month to the studio to talk about what LeaderCast is doing, particularly around LeaderCast women. Going into a LeaderCast Live, we got a lot of good stuff going on this year, and we're very, very excited. Let me start with you, Angela. For those people in our audience who may not know you, if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got familiar with LeaderCast in general.
Absolutely, Pat. I have been at the organization at LeaderCast for 2 years. And just briefly, LeaderCast, we're an 18-year-old organization. And so started by John Maxwell and Jeremy Kubicek. So 7 years ago, I was watching LeaderCast Live at a host site for the organization I was working at, Hotel Equities, here in Atlanta, Georgia. And in that process, I fell in love with LeaderCast. That day, there were 9 speakers on the cast of speakers, and Angela Ahrens, my favorite female CEO, and another Hoosier by the name of Angela. We only hire people
with A's
at our office, and we follow them also. But watched her on stage, and with that journal and being at that event and my background being in higher education and then talent management consultancy, I kept that journal for a year. And so not only with my personal planner, but I carried the journal to refer to. And so it really spoke to me as far as the meatiness of not only being inspired, but how I could take that away. And so 4 years ago, to randomly be called by someone at LeaderCast, a friend of a friend who talked to me about enterprise sales. And so that process started, and it was a long courting process and well worth the wait, because we are just absolutely on fire. And our mission is to fill the world with leaders worth following. And gosh, we are just at this incredible tipping point to exponentially grow that impact on the world.
Yeah, excellent. And, you know, you've been at LeaderCast for about 2 years,
yep,
and last 7 months or so you've been the CEO. What's been your biggest challenge moving from the sales role into the CEO role?
Well, that's interesting, because salespeople are typically known to push the envelope, right? And watch Angie's face, my VP of Ops over here, who has to make sure she's the guardrails. But I think, too, for an organization that really is in transformation, I was also bringing that ops piece into my role, right? It isn't just at pushing how can we drive revenue, but really what was best for the business. And so the greatest thing that I would tell you is working and knowing going into a transformative organization as a salesperson, you know what your role is, right? Drive it, drive revenue. What do we need to do? How do we need to develop and improve our pricing and the product that we're out there promoting? And what is the value to our corporate as well as our public and rural host sites? So all of those things have not changed. What's changed in the last 7 months is now leading the organization through transformation. And I'll be honest, really looking at, we have some areas where we're just making very simple improvements. And by simple, I mean things as far as some standard policy and procedure changes. And those can be difficult. And that can feel, when you have something that's an amazing product and what we provide to the world. So it's a lot of hard work. But I still always have that sales hat, and I can see side-eyeing Angie right now that she knows when I come back and push on things. And we have that great relationship where she's holding the line. Doesn't mean I'm not making decisions that aren't best for the business, but I will I will tell you, Pat, I've never been in sales a day in my life because it's all about relationships. But
it is in general. So you talked about the transformation. Can you talk a little bit about what people have known LeaderCast to be versus where you're taking the organization?
Great question. Yes. And being an 18-year-old organization, I tell people that in the transformation that we run a bit like a teenage boy. And by that, I mean, you know, our voice is cracking and our knees hurt and we're going to be beautiful. And so you ask about where are we going? So through the transformation, we have this amazing 18-year-old reputation of being the world's largest one-day leadership event. And it makes me emotional when I talk about that because the blood, sweat, and tears of the team really does have global impact. I tell people our global footprint is like the baby toe. So when we talk about this transformation and where we're going to take it, 2 years ago, we developed the women's event as well. And so through this process, that has doubled about two and a half times growth year over year. And now we're going into our third year. And so we have this incredible community that has followed us loyally with our flagship program in May that is now saying, holy smokes, we love what you do. We love the design at which you bring in your speakers and do the programming. And now we want to go out and we want to scale the organization. So we see we have a 2020 roadmap as well as a 2021, and then how we will start working towards smaller regional events. And we want to become a landing, a landing strip, or we want to launch, a launch pad for great regional and local speakers as well, that we couple with national headliners as well.
Wow. Well, Angie, that's a lot of work for you because you you got to make it all happen, right? She just dreams it and you got to actually execute on it.
I mean, this is classic sales operation. Dream and promise
absolutely.
And execute.
Yeah, she doesn't know half the things I just talked about.
Right.
She's totally apprised.
I'm like, I know now.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Well, listen, Angie, you've also just joined the organization. Tell us a little bit about how long you've been there and your background.
Yeah, of course. Similar path a little bit to Angela, where I attended an event and was just inspired. You know, I went with some team members of my former company and just walked away being like, wow, I need to elevate my inspiration across the board with my team. And that was an invitation from someone at the company that I knew as well. And, you know, it's funny because it was 1 year after that is when I joined staff. I looked at the calendar. I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
That's great. Yeah.
That was back in 2017, the November event, and then joined the team in November of 2018 this year. So it's been about 7 months. And, you know, it was a slight adjustment in some areas because we're talking about our growth. And I came from a company that had just multiple events going from one to the next and running. But the fun challenge here has been the strategic growth of the company and really looking at our mission, looking at our purpose, looking at how we're inspired with each other and then building on that.
Yeah.
You know, we have our two great events. But when you think about it, we have hundreds of events across the nation and the globe, and it's how can we cultivate and curate those experiences with those individuals and then grow on a national scale to help them grow even bigger.
Yeah, I mean, I know personally that you've got a huge job in all the things that you do, and you just do it so flawlessly well.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Hey, Angela.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Not confusing, but
yeah, we do A1, A2, right. And then we fight over who gets number one and who gets number two.
Well, I'm just A squared.
Exactly.
Well, Angela, I know that you go around the country, not just within Atlanta. You're talking to lots of organizations about the passion around leadership and leadership development and really getting those leaders even more ready. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you have heard are the biggest challenges that organizations are going through as it relates to professional development.
Great question. I think that we all probably would agree with the fact of the rate of change is it's almost stifling, if that makes sense, right? They're moving so fast that people are jammed up. It's sort of like analysis paralysis, but the change is so great. And so what people are really needing is just what are some personal development plans? Because as matrixed organizations have change of leadership, and I mean that is daunting in itself what you hear. And sadly, what will happen from that is the level of engagement for the employees. But also, it really does stifle their development within the organization, unless obviously they're working through the talent management and they've been deemed a high potential and they're in that cohort or multiple cohorts that are represented. But it's the change. And so that's where the real value that both our corporate and our local community leaders find value in LeaderCast is because we also have the LeaderCast Now library that has taken our 14 years of content, our greatest asset, and put that online so we can provide 3 to 5 minute business solutions for people. And so it's really all the rate of change and then having resources that come from a trusted community, which that's what we have. We have a very loyal hundreds of thousands of people that are part of that community on a regular basis, weekly basis, if not daily. And so that's what we provide, incredible return on investment on daily solutions to their leadership problems. And
Go ahead. So are you seeing that when you're out, I know we're talking about LeaderCast women in October 18th to be exact. When you're out talking to organizations about their professional development and their leadership plan, are you seeing a difference in the issues that women are dealing with versus men? And are organizations really aware of that, and are they doing anything about that?
I think organizations are really working hard with their initiatives, but where we are really finding great impact within, let's say, a Fortune 5 or a Fortune 1000 is really through their employee resource groups. And so through that, because again, if they're that large, they have an incredibly robust and well-designed talent management department, and their L&D is incredible. So where we're seeing that we have real impact and we're hearing great stories, and I'll share one with you from a Fortune 50 from yesterday, but it's through the employee business or the business resource group. So great story is someone who has 75 women that were using our content. They had 30 promotions in some form or fashion over the last 2 years for that. And that speaks, that's very powerful. So here are, we provide the tools as well for those leaders of the resource groups, the facilitation guide or so through the library where they'll have takeaways and they'll have talking points. And what we have found is there are people that really want to step up and they really want to lead in the organization, but they don't have the tools. So if they're not deemed a hypo yet, but they are someone that wants to give back within the organization and run that resource group, this is a perfect platform for them. And that's what we're really hearing and why we have some organizations that have up to 10 host sites the day of our live event that are the business resource group within that organization.
And talk a little bit about host sites and what does that mean?
That's great. So we at LeaderCast, the day of the event, we have live attendees up to, for the flagship program, up to about 5,000 attendees that are in Gwinnett. For our women's event, we will have 3,000. So just, and Angie's doing an amazing job getting ready for this event in October. But the host sites will watch, and we refer to that as a simulcast. So they're watching that live. And they get a run of show. And so they have some local programming elements so because they also have sponsors. So it's a really, I love our business model. It's incredible because we reach more people, but people can customize it to that local community, to what their local needs or the initiatives within a chamber might be or something like that. And then we have host sites throughout the year. For example, we had LeaderCast Nigeria, which was an amazing women's group in Nigeria that ran the event, and they did that as a rebroadcast. So we believe, and we have some really, I don't even want to say lofty goals, but I speak out into the universe what we are seeing in our growth of our women's event, that I want to fill State Farm Arena, and we know what that date is and out there that Angie and I are focused on and really want to make that happen. But we believe that because we believe we'll also become a resource for smaller women's associations, organizations that already have smaller events that will say, wait a second, we know who you have on your stage. We'll use that, but we'll come in the day before to do our events as well.
Great, great. And now this year, you said this is the third year we're going to have LeaderCast Women, and it has grown every year. Tell me a little bit about how did that come to be?
Well, gosh, our community was just clamoring for you do this so well, and we love the community of trusted content. And when I joined 2.5 years ago, I was out at corporations and they're like, okay, when are you going to do something for women? We have all these initiatives and we would love a trusted resource to roll this out. And so it's pretty incredible the response that we're getting and the numbers that we're seeing. And to the point where I was just speaking about bringing in other organizations, I recently was speaking in Park City, Utah, and met a woman who runs a 300-person women's conference in the Northeast, and talked to her about what we plan on doing. And as soon as I shared who was on our speaking cast for this year, she was like, oh my gosh, count us in. And so that's with Angie's expertise why I came after this amazing woman to my right like nobody's business, because where we will scale the organization, I have the person on point that is going to make that come to fruition for us here at LeaderCast.
No pressure, Angie. None. No pressure at all. Absolutely.
she gets this daily. She gets this daily.
She never says it. She never talks about how great it is.
Yeah. But I want to, before we jump into the lineup for October, I do want to talk a little bit about how did you come up with the theme of Take Courage? Where did that come from?
You're going to be able to go on that one, but I'll tell you what, it's been hugely important, because when I was vetting some of my thoughts, but the amazing woman to my right brought that across the line. You know, when I took this role 7 months ago, and I think that, and we've all heard the Harvard Business Study, right, that men apply for a job if they maybe have, what is it, 54%? Of the qualifications, right? And a woman is adverse to apply for it because she doesn't think she has 100% of it. And so in light of having the LeaderCast women and being a part of that conversation and watching it launch was a beautiful thing. And then I get this new role, Pat, and it was a courageous moment. There were, even though you think that, okay, I know I bring this, and this to the table, but man, over here, I'm not sure about this. And so confidence. And I was just with my two of my best friends from business school last night, and we all shared stories of lack of confidence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, do men really feel that? And so we've talked about that. And Angie and my team will tell you I'm pretty transparent about who I am. And if I'm struggling with something as a leader, I'm always asking for feedback. But for me, it's been a really beautiful thing to watch confidence grow. And that for me was inspiring on Take Courage. Mm-hmm. Because lack of confidence or doubting yourself is a lie.
Yeah.
And to be courageous is like being all in on the truth.
That's right. That's right. Living in your truth. And so, Angie, when you thought about the Take Courage for the women's LeaderCast, tell me about how you came to get the speakers that you have, and, you know, sort of what was that inspiration, and a little bit about those speakers.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're talking, Angela, about how you had to be courageous in your path, and how we're defining Take Courage at LeaderCast is really acting in spite of fear. You know, especially both of us being newer in the positions, it's a fearful to switch. It's changes can be hard. It can be scary. And the team will acknowledge this all the time. I really do love change.
She does.
I really, really love it. And it doesn't make it less scary. It's just because change is good. But with the challenge of looking at that courageous moment, it's acting in spite of that fear. It's really taking it to the next level and just moving forward with yourself, with the peers around you, and just pushing the envelope. So when you think of courageous acts, I think it's really easy for us to sit there and be like, yeah, the firemen and women across the country are super courageous. Yes, that makes sense. But we are speaking to everyday leaders, not just the people who are in the seats above in a hierarchy scale. So what does it take to be courageous? And I think, you know, even that step I made, even the step Angela made, the step you made, I think we all were acting courageous in our own way and really pushing the envelope. So our cast of speakers really align with that. Mm-hmm. You have someone like Deshauna Barber, who is a captain of the U.S. Army Reserve.
Yes.
Super courageous as an African-American woman, bold in her right. But she was Miss USA 2016 as well. So when people look at that, like, wow, you can be courageous in two different acts of competition. Yeah. Not saying being a captain is like a competition piece, but running that competition of the USA competition of the Miss USA piece is courageous in her own way. And then you have Laura Ling, who, you know, was imprisoned in North Korea, and how she had to be courageous in her own leadership.
Just to stand through that.
Yeah. I mean, that could break people. Right. And to be steadfast and be there with another reporter in that moment and think about, how does this impact my life? How does it impact me move forward? And then to come back to the States and take that story and really move forward and lead courageously through her reporting and still have that energy to go to those countries that would scare some people.
Yeah, and fearless. Yeah.
And you think about people who won't even travel outside of their neighborhood.
Right.
To have that courage to go back to a scenario like that is just amazing to see that. And then we have Kendra Scott, who's going to be on stage. So a lot of people know her because of their jewelry. I frequent her stores. But when you think about the failure that she had to go through to get there, or where she started selling homemade jewelry out of a bedroom and getting to where she was and failing a couple times, and being a woman in corporate business and looking at how she pushes her team, her big push in her company is all about nurturing her team. And you know, you're not always going to agree with your team and being courageous in that daily action. So at the event, we anticipate people being inspired. It's not a women's empowerment event, and we're pretty strong in saying that, but it's an event where anyone can come from any walk of life, men or women alike, anyone who's in leadership that wants to hear from a different stage of all the courageous acts that the women on the stage. And I've only mentioned three, but the lineup is, it's incredible. It gives me goosebumps every time I think about it.
Yeah.
It does, me too.
So tell me, for people who are interested in getting involved and attending the event on the 18th of October at the Energy Cobb Center, tell me how they can register, or how do they attend and get others to attend?
Of course. We look at our event as really kind of a team builder event, you know. Act courageously with that team. Bring your team there with you, men and women alike, all different phases of where they are on their team. So you go to the website, you can buy how many tickets you want. There are group discounts. We also have a really great assessment that you can also purchase to prolong that educational activity rather than just that one day, and break it down from a 360 angle. So you purchase your tickets online, you come, not only will you see the stage interaction of the speakers, but there's networking opportunities alike where we will nurture and develop you from a different angle. You'll meet with local business leaders here in Atlanta as well to really kind of make it a full inclusive package. So purchasing the tickets online is a great way to attend. If you want to give back to the community in a different way, you could also volunteer at the event. We do have a volunteer program where, same thing, go on the website, find the volunteer link and fill out the form. It's a very competitive volunteer structure that we have because of the limited spots that we have, but the more the merrier.
It's very competitive.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And again, our loyal community, we have people that have been with us as volunteers for 14 years and drive 10 hours one way on their own dime to be a part of what we do at LeaderCast.
So you can volunteer or come as a group. I always think it works best when you bring your team with you, you sit with them, you see the speaker, and then at that break after the three, you sit down and what are your takeaways? What was the one thing you learned from one speaker or one thing from the three speakers? How can you bring this home with you? What kind of tactical information are you walking with content-wise? Both inspiration as well as content is really kind of the middle road that we go through. We want you feeling like you're the most courageous person ever when you walk out of that room, that you can change the world. And at the same time, when you walk into that office with your head held a little bit higher, how are you going to apply that to your team moving forward and yourself?
Absolutely. And then, Angela, I understand that we're going to do something a little bit different involving men, because this event is not just for women.
Correct.
It's for everybody, because we're trying to develop leaders that others will follow. But we have a little twist that you're going to introduce for this year with the women's event. Can you tell us a little about that?
Absolutely. I was sitting over here biting my tongue, trying not to interrupt Angie, just to go into it, because this is an inclusive event. And it's interesting, over the last few years, I would say that we've probably had maybe 5-10% of the attendees men. And always want people to know that what has occurred for those men that come to the event. We hear they are getting fist pumps. We hear that women are coming up to them saying, thank you for supporting. It truly is a day of hearing women, female speakers, female leaders share their leadership story. And so with that said is we have now said this year that we will be going out and encouraging through our networks, Pat, your network, Angie's and mine, as well as those that are corporate in corporate relationship with us as well, to really commit. And we would love to see some men come together and we will have a breakfast is what we're talking about. And Angie's probably dying because we're still forming some of the programming.
Breakfast
so she doesn't
great.
Want me to say so much. Thank you. Doing a breakfast where we will have a speaker that will speak to them about being a wonderful, thriving and encouraging executive sponsor within their organization and why we believe this will bode both men well, but the women in those organizations is they can come to an event. We're not asking them to bring their teams. If they are drawn to do that and that's compelling for them, fantastic. But the point is, how can you come and become a better leader to the women in your organization? And we're looking at some through networking. And then as Angie talked about after, we have breaks after every three speakers, is having some facilitated discussion with those men. So it's a safe place for them outside of their organization to hear from other women, other female leaders that they do not know, to be able to take that back, to become better personally, and then how that will just have an amazing ripple effect throughout the organization. So we're so excited about this event.
And it's very different than, and I've been around women events for the last 5 or 6 or for 100 years. But anyway, this is very different. I love that aspect of the involvement. Well, I know that LeaderCast have the 2 big events every year, but we do things in between. So can you talk a little bit about what we do involve and how we bring community together and speakers on an ongoing basis?
Great stuff.
Yeah, of course. So we do have our monthly Evolve sessions that I think you're probably referencing specifically. I know how much you love those when you attend them. But those are, they really started from a professional development standpoint for our staff. We wanted our staff to be a team together, but also grow together and have that educational standpoint. And from there, it turned into a let's invite some community leaders to come and see the action as well. So a lot of those speakers are local leaders, and we invite them to come for a very casual breakfast hour session just to get that content from our friends in the community, our family in the community. And I love seeing staff take notes. You know, everyone's always in the back like scribbling, and then the attendees who are there from the community are scribbling their notes. And we do those monthly. We do currently record them. We're kind of talking through how that process looks and grows in the future and how we can really get more content out to our local community as well as on the stage. So that's just one example of the things that we do. But we also have our blogs, our podcasts, our webinars. We have a lot of different content that we push out.
So you have something happening, an Evolve on next week, the 21st?
We do, the 21st, next Friday.
And so how do people learn about that and be able to attend? Where is it going to be? What time?
Mm-hmm. Currently, we operate on an invitation-only basis. However, if anyone's interested, I think that's just reaching out to us and explaining how they're interested. Now, if you want to be on the stage, that's still a simple reach out to us and having a conversation and how you can get your content out there and how we can have a conversation. It's a very immersive experience, a lot of Q&A, a lot of conversation back and forth. So just contacting us there. Just go to the website.
Go to the website, leadercast.com. Mm-hmm.
And there's an info form that you can just fill out and shoot us a quick email and
right.
we'll start the conversation.
So for the Evolve sessions, which we will be having monthly, mm-hmm. And for LeaderCast Women coming up October 18th, and for next year, we will be having LeaderCast Live. For all of those events, our audience can go straight to leadercast.com and get all of that information to be involved. I think this is wonderful. We've got so much we could talk about. We could be here forever.
We could.
But in closing, Angela, do you have some closing remarks for us?
Well, Pat, I just want to thank you for this time, and Sanji, the amazing producer that you are as well. We love you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
It's great to have you running the show for us. But I just want to encourage people that, again, with our mission being to fill a world with leaders worth following, regardless of politics, regardless of your beliefs, we are all needing great leaders in this world. And so I've said it once and I'll say it again. A little girl on a playground that is encouraging inclusive play is a leader. And we I just encourage you to share the message of LeaderCast, the greatest return on investment for yourself personally, but your team. But we need it in the world that we live in. And so just continue to seek positive role models. And we know that we are working hard to provide that. So again, leadercast.com. We'd love to have you at the women's event at Cobb Energy Center on October 18th.
Great. So on behalf of Angela Robb, Angela Ahrens, Pat Hurston signing off, and we hope to see all of our audience at any of our LeaderCast events. So thank you, and everybody have a good day.
Thank you.